If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
Now it is time for your Thunder Basin Bolt Report. I'm Chris Brintle. The Thunder Basin Bolt football team defeated the Cheyenne Central Indians Friday night 34-29 in a game that withstood an hour-and-a-half long lightning delay. At one point, the Indians led the Bolts 8-0 in the first quarter. Thunder Basin finally took the lead in the second quarter when sophomore Mason Hamilton took an interception to the house from 48 yards out. Hamilton also added a fumble recovery on defense. At quarterback, Mason went 9-for-12. Senior running back Austin Clemenson ran for 104 yards on 15 carries in the first half and added 2 touchdowns before leaving the game with an injury. On defense, senior Coleman Worsley tallied a sack and 5.5 tackles to go along with his 4 catches on offense. Thunder Basin will host the 0-1 South Bison in Gillette Friday night at 7. The game can be heard on 101.5 The Drive and online at basinsradio.com. The Bolt girls swimming and diving team took 6th place in the Laramie Relays on Friday. Laramie won the team title. Thunder Basin picked up 2 relay victories. Saturday, the Bolts took 4th place in the Laramie Pentathlon. Sandy Karstrud earned 2 top 5 finishes and 4 top 10 finishes. Karstrud finished 2nd in the 100 free and 3rd in the 100 fly. First-year head coach Josh Bott says this past weekend was an eye-opener.
It just seemed like we had a little bit of a rust on the team. We had a few mistakes that could have been avoided, but overall, I think the team kind of came together by the end of the day and sort of finished strong the way we had hoped.
The Bolt volleyball team went 2-3 this past weekend at the Cheyenne Invite. Saturday, Thunder Basin won 2 out of 3, beating Central and Rock Springs and losing to Natrona. At the Kelly Walsh Bear Trap Cross Country Meet, the Thunder Basin boys finished 8th, while the Bolts girls took 5th place. Shay Clam for Thunder Basin took 10th individually out of 54 runners. To hear the Thunder Basin report again, go to basinsradio.com. This has been your Thunder Basin Bolt Report. I'm Chris Brintle.